And now, Art Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 1360 WCHL.
We'll see Special K one day this weekend. You can count on it. This is Art Chansky with Friday Sports Notebook. The so-called wristwatch over Kendall Marshall has Carolina fans everywhere nervous as hell as we approach tonight's Sweet 16 matchup with Ohio U, a team fully capable of beating the Tar Heels without their sensational southpaw point guard, because the Bobcats have a great point of their own in DJ Cooper. One thing is for sure, they are trying to get Marshall ready to play. The scaphoid fracture normally heals by itself in 6 to 8 weeks, but of course we don't have that long. So he received the typical treatment for in-season athletes, immediate surgery to secure the broken bones with a screw, cast it for a few days and see how it heals. Marshall did not participate in the public practice Thursday in St. Louis, but that doesn't mean he is not working out behind closed doors, plus doing whatever flexing and muscle memory exercises he can to get the right hand ready. The prognosis varies among doctors, but most of them agree that at this point it is mostly a matter of pain tolerance. So here's what I think happens tonight. If the Heels can manage to get the ball into the front court and into their offense, whether through Stillman White, Justin Watts, or passing it up by committee, and use their size and offensive rebounding to get ahead, we may not see Marshall at all, giving him 2 more days to heal up. But if Carolina finds itself in a dogfight with Ohio due to turnovers and poor offensive execution, what choice does Roy Williams have but to put Marshall in the game? As the old saw goes, there is no tomorrow if they lose. Well, Marshall could surprise us by saying he's ready to go from the opening tip and gut it out by making his dominant left hand even more dominant. The biggest break to the break itself is that it's to his right hand. He even admitted that if it was his left, no way he plays for the rest of the season. So there's a little bit of luck for you. Here's hoping that that luck continues and grows from tonight through Sunday. This is Art Chansky. See ya.